Berg and Stafford. If the dust settles and we find a house split 50-50,
that's going to create a really through-the-looking-glass moment for Virginians of both political parties.
Says political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, there are no rules, no protocols for this, he says.
Can involve a rotating speaker.
Regardless, he says there likely wouldn't be a whole lot getting done. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Yet another new report on how to fix public transportation in our areas due out this week.
Could Metro wind up getting another $500,000 in funding? Former U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is said to be asking for it. It's part of a report being released tomorrow, according to the Washington Post, which will include documents explaining why LaHood believes a smaller reform board can be created without amendments to an existing compact. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says amendments to the compact are needed first. The state's transportation secretary has also questioned the effectiveness of a smaller board. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24-232, the NASDAQ at 68-48. In sports, the Seahawks break the Eagles' 9-game win streak on Sunday Night Football. The Ravens crush the Lions. College hoops, Maryland beats Illinois in overtime. Navy and Georgetown are also winners. WMAL News Times, 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This holiday season, stay connected and stay informed. So when you head over the river and through the woods, there'll be no surprises.
Mostly the accumulation will be tonight.
That's everything you need to know from the Weather Channel.
A winter weather advisory.
And Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with EasyPass or EasyPass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66ExpressLanes.org.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely, and we're in effect right now with those express lanes inside the Beltway. Don't forget, like you just said, easy pass needed for both HOV commuters and for solo riders as well. Now, outside of the Beltway, 66, right now struggling to get past the Fairfax County Parkway up toward 123. We had that crash initially was to the right shoulder. Inner loop of the Beltway, Springfield to Annandale, slow toll road to the Legion Bridge. We're still bunched up trying to get through Stafford. The problem, the crash, northbound on 95 before, right at the exit really for Centerport Parkway, now in the left lane. So big delays again as you push northbound 95, but that's the only 95 delay. Once you make it through that, you're wide open until you get up through to the Beltway. Beltway Maryland 95, we're jammed from the ICC to join each loop of the Beltway. A lot of that focused on the earlier crash over into Ward Greenbelt, now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. Clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon. 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 27 in Chantilly, 28 in Fort Washington, 38 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by VDOT. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pushes the Supreme Court to allow sports gambling in his state. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning to you. Yes, it is a very chilly Monday morning. Joining us
is at 8:35. Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union will get all the political news of the day, everything going on in D.C. We've got a lot to discuss with Matt. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Joining us now, Judge Michael Mukasey is a former federal judge who served as the 81st Attorney General of the United States under George W. Bush. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
Nice to have you. You know, I want to talk about Mike Flynn this past week. You said over the weekend regarding speculation about who else might be brought in for charges that there's, quote, a lot of heavy breathing and a lot of speculation that is completely unwarranted. What did you read into the Flynn indictment and his pleading guilty to lying to the FBI?
Well, what I read into that is that they don't have a great deal more, I think, with respect to him. Now, where it's going is really anybody's guess. But the notion that somehow Mike Flynn, because of this plea, is going to be a witness against people higher up, I find a bit of a strain. I mean, can you imagine putting a witness on and where the only charge he's pleaded guilty to is lying, and then telling the jury we got to believe him because he pleaded guilty to lying? That's a little bit counterintuitive.
Right. So you rely on the word of a liar in order to advance a case. So what, if anything, could be the deal that he struck? Do you believe that there's no deal here?
Well, there's a deal in the sense that I think he's obligated to tell them whatever he knows and to help them work their way through whatever it is they're investigating. That I think he's obligated to do. But other than that, the only immunity he gets under this agreement is for the conduct that's discussed in the charging instrument, which has nothing to do with Russia. That seems to be off the table.
Now, over the weekend, there was this tweet that the president of the United States' Twitter account put out, and there's a reason I'm phrasing it that way. It's because saying that the president claiming that he fired Mike Flynn for lying to both Vice President Pence and the FBI. There was a tremendous amount of hand-wringing about this over the weekend by people who were observing that this would be the first time the president admitted that he knew that Flynn had lied to the FBI at the time that he fired them. We find out now John Dowd, the president's lawyer, claims he wrote the tweet, and in a follow-up conversation this morning, he said any worried about obstruction of justice is nonsense because the president can't obstruct justice. He's the chief law enforcement officer under the Constitution. Is all of this your understanding?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think that it's a mistake generally to subject any statement by Mr. Trump to more analysis than it'll stand. I think what he was saying, I mean, there's kind of a trajectory to the statement than there are the precise words. I think what he's saying is that he was fired for lying to the vice president, which was the same conduct that was charged in lying to the FBI. I don't think it means that he knew at the time that he fired him that he had lied to the FBI. So far as whether it's possible to prove a technical charge of obstruction of justice against the president can't be indicted, I don't think. But that's very different from saying that it facts can be proved to show that the president was trying to stop an investigation. That's a whole different thing. I don't know that he was trying to do that or not. But if that's what the special counsel is trying to show, that's something that would really be a matter for the House of Representatives to deal with.
Yeah, the president also tweeted out about the FBI, saying that the FBI is a mess. And you also have Devin Nunes this weekend having to threaten to have contempt of Congress citations drawn up for Rosenstein and Wray. Is the FBI a mess?
Oh, I think that's an overstatement. The FBI is a large institution and is an excellent law enforcement probably the premier law enforcement agency in this country. To say that it is in the large a mess is a mistake. I think the Bureau has messed up a number of matters relating to this investigation, principally when at the time that they were investigating the Clinton emails under the leadership of James Comey. That's a different thing.
Yeah, and along those lines,
it's a mistake to say that the FBI in the large is a mess.
There's a man named Peter Stroke who was part of this committee and who has been kicked off. He was kicked off the committee, I believe it was in July, and he not only played a key role in this investigation into the Trump-Russia matter, but also had played a critical role in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email. He was there during that infamous interview that wasn't recorded, in which she was allowed to have, you know, legal counsel that was also under investigation in July of 2016. How does somebody like this even make it onto this committee?
I have no idea. Back when I was dealing with the FBI, and throughout the years that I dealt with them, from when I was an assistant U.S. attorney up to when I was attorney general, the notion that an FBI agent is sending out tweets, it would have been something unheard of. What is an FBI agent doing tweeting? They are supposed to be inconspicuous. They're supposed to do their jobs quietly and without making public statements. The very fact that he was sending out tweets should have disqualified him from being an FBI agent.
Yeah, I think unfortunately it just helps to stoke that perception that the FBI is stonewalling, as Devin Nunes has complained about, as we know Paul Ryan had also talked about, that they're stonewalling and that they're protecting the Clintons and they don't want the truth to be known, and that's why they're doing, you know, they're going after some, you know, Flynn for lying.
Well, I think that the notion that the FBI is trying to protect the Clintons is a bit of a reach. I think it's much more plausible that the FBI, as it has done for years, may be trying to protect the FBI. The first rule is first don't damage the Bureau. Whether that's what's going on or not, I don't know. But I don't think that I think it's less a question of protecting the Clintons.
Well,
than maybe
this is
but that's the perception.
The
this is central. I mean, this is central to a bunch of questions. I mean, the president clearly has been unhappy with the Justice Department and the FBI, his own Justice Department and FBI at times. And part of the reason, it seems, is because, you know, this Trump dossier that we talk about from time to time, Congress has been regularly asking for documentation to demonstrate how much the Trump dossier factored into their investigations inside the Bureau, and they're not getting clear answers. Shouldn't the FBI provide clear answers to civilian leadership?
You would think. I think that certainly as to that, they owe Congress a clear response. Congress has oversight authority over how the FBI spends its money, and if they spent their money on that, I think that's something that Congress ought to be aware of.
All right. Thank you very much, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Really appreciate you joining us this morning, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Chat with you again soon. It's 8:15 now.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66. I want to begin outside the Beltway first. East on 66. I've been watching this crash near 123. It's been over to the shoulder for quite some time. It's the accident that's in the backups. Right as you come past Nutley Street, 123 area, a fire truck and ambulance now there. So stay to the far left to get by. They have the arrow board set up to direct you around that. Again, 66 East as you come up toward 123 with the crash. Stay left. Now, inside the Beltway, it's been an exciting morning. 66, the express lanes are now available. And for the morning rush hour from 5:30 to 9:30, that's that 9-mile stretch from the Beltway into Roslyn. And for the afternoon rush hour from 3 to 7 p.m. Now, solo riders can now use these express lanes, but at a cost. Now, you need an easy pass. Everyone needs an easy pass, but the rate fluctuates depending on the flow of traffic. So important to note. All right, Maryland 95, we are jammed coming south from the ICC to each loop of the Beltway. Culprit, the crash, inner loop as you head into Greenbelt, now to the shoulder. Outer loop with a normal rush hour around to Georgia Avenue. Nothing reported along the way there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today you're going to have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a few showers developing late. The chance of rain is 30%. We'll have a low tonight of 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon. Rainfall chance, 80% tomorrow. Rainfall about a quarter of an inch, a high of 61.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, time of year for pictures with Santa.
And it depends on where you live as to how much you're going to pay for pictures with Santa. Some parents are paying upwards of $325 for pictures with Santa.
Is Santa actually Beyonce?
Gone are the days of your father standing there getting extra pictures and everything else. Can you imagine? $325, Vince. But you know what? To some people, their precious little ones are Beyonce and Jay-Z. So they'll pay it. In Nashville, one mom said, I paid $28 for 2 4x6 prints of the same image. It was $10 more for a digital copy of just one image. And that seemed really annoying. In Los Angeles at the Grove, reservations are recommended. However, they're already sold out. You can't make reservations. So now you have to stand in line. If you do decide to wait, the packages begin at $40. They include emailed images, but if printed images are what you want, you have to pay $60 for 1 5x7 and 2 3x5 photos, but 5% of the proceeds benefit Children's Hospital in L.A.
This seems like a tremendous market opportunity for somebody who just wants to throw a Santa into their store and just say, hey, come and take pictures with your iPhone. We're open and we've got sales.
And you will make no money. How do you pay Santa?
You can pay Santa. You pay Santa on the profits you earn on selling products around him. I just mean, like, use it as a marketing opportunity. Everyone wants to take Instagram photos now. That's like nonstop. People are killing themselves taking Instagram photos. They're so crazy. But it all involves is your phone. And yet we've got these Santas where you have to pay, like, it's like a carryover thing. And you have to pay, like, exorbitant fees to sit down with Santa? Come on.
Well, in New York, there's a photo studio that's dedicated to taking portraits with a silly Santa.
Oh,
and
good.
He lets subjects tie him up with lights or pull on his beard. It's called New York Santa Photographer in the Upper West Side. For $135, you receive 2 high-resolution images with a print release included. You get all of these holiday-themed props. Minor retouching on images, though, will cost you $325.
Oh, my goodness.
But you also get 50 holiday cards and envelopes, but for 50 holiday cards and envelopes, in addition to the retouched photo, $500.
I mean,
$500!
If you cough up $500, does that guarantee that Santa will bring the gift that you prefer? Does that whatever you whisper into his ear is exactly what will show up under the tree?
You just pay a homeless guy like $50 to dress up like Santa, and you could do the same thing, get the same pictures. In New Jersey, at Cherry Hill Mall, they have Santa Fast Pass, which can be purchased for $25. It gets you a shorter wait in line, a 5x7, a 3x5, 2 wallet images, in addition to 3 personalized phone calls from the old man himself for the big Kris Kringle. For $50, you get 4 5x7, 3x5, and wallet-sized cards that also with 2 4x6 photos. My parents got like one picture of each of us, and it stayed up, and then it went away, and it went into your baby book, and it was gone forever. There weren't like 14. Like, grandparents didn't want these pictures.
Uh-huh.
My parents got one picture. That was it. Like, now I guess it's like Chris. Now it's like class photos where you have to give them out to the family and everything else. It's craziness.
The trick is to like stand in vicinity of Santa in the mall and then just like take a picture. And if he's in the background, like a Where's Waldo, like there's a picture with Santa.
Just send your adorable toddler to just wander into the scene and just start snapping, right?
Oh my goodness, what is my kid doing? I'm so sorry. Real quick, can you just stay like that for a second? Would you smile for a moment? By the way, you have to really hand it to Santa in terms of just like dealing with the kids. I mean, have you ever seen these? Santa's pretty good at it. Santa knows some of the kids, a little worried, a little nervous, showing up and sitting there.
They're so adorable.
And Santa knows how to handle it. He relaxes. He's like, all right.
I know
we'll
someone.
Wait.
I know
patience.
Took their kids, because usually a lot of times the little kids will scream and yell because it's scary. You know, everybody's got a family photo of each kid at one point in time staring at Santa in sheer and utter horror, screaming. So I know someone has 2 kids close in age, about 1.5 years from mm-hmm. each other. 2 little girls both sat on Santa's lap, one on each knee. So we asked the younger one if she's been good. She said, oh, I've been very good. And her older sister goes, no, she hasn't. She's lying.
You gotta be careful.
Got it on video.
Sisters will give you away. The trick, you know, I don't know if everybody has a family like this, but I know some families who will intentionally dress up in ugly sweaters and go to the mall for their picture with Santa.
I love that.
Like an entire family of ugly sweater wearers all together, with good old Santa Claus.
You can get ugly suits now. Men can get suits that are like ugly sweaters. I love it. I think it's awesome. It's 522 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, homeowners, you are going to want to listen to this because winter is a coming. Yeah, it's going to be in the 50s today, but next week it is going to be here full force. And you're going to wish that you had insulated windows, because if you put your hand up to your windows and those windows are cold, guess what? That cold air is getting into your house and your heating dollars are going out the window. Thompson Creek Windows are going to make that so much easier for you because they're going to help you save on heating bills. You need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your absolute last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. You can get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July of 2019. That's like free money. Go to thompsoncreek.com for the details. They have over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows right here. Local factory, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And the other great thing is they design the windows, they build them, and they install them. So it's one point person through the entire experience. There's no middleman. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Don't miss out on your last chance at 2017 prices and get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's 8:25. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of traffic items this morning. Update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Just a reminder for Metro Rail commuters, no trains running between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, and the Tacoma Station remains closed. This is part of the Capital Improvement Project that goes through December 10th. Limited shuttle bus service has been put in place. This is our second work week dealing with that. On 66, first, outside of the Beltway, the crash eastbound. Here's the update. As you push east up toward 123, crews are picking up the last of the cones along the right side. They still have the right lane blocked, but the last cone just being removed. So we have all lanes open here in just a minute. Delays from the Fairfax County Parkway to 123 inside the Beltway. I'm talking about it all morning, all week, all year. The express lanes are now open between the Beltway and Roslyn eastbound from 5:30 until 9:30, and the rates fluctuate depending on the traffic, and everyone needs an easy pass to get through there. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, lanes are open. 11th Street Bridge heavy onto the freeway westbound. Had a crash reported after the 3rd Street Tunnel. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. It'll get here about midweek and last for, looks like, quite a few days. A little chilly this morning, but not bad this afternoon, 57. Showers late tonight, occasional rain tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 39 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Oh, I'm boring, so I'm
All right, you just heard Jamie Whitten talking about it. As a reminder, if you're using I-66 today and going forward, you're going to have an Easy Pass inside your car, one of those Easy Pass flexes you can switch back and forth. If you're single occupancy, you need to be charged for using the road. Otherwise, if you have two or more in the car, you can still ride free. Just switch it into HOV mode. But when you're on I-66, I just checked the prices. This is one of those things. Remember, it's dynamically scored based on how much traffic is on the road. The idea being that they would like people to be able to move, I think, what, 45 miles an hour at any given time. They want to keep the flow of traffic moving. Right now, the estimated toll, if you're entering from the Beltway and going into Washington, $21.
Whoa!
Right now, $21 to get on 66. They think people are going to pay that? Who's going to pay that?
I bet you there are people that are going to pay.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna leave the private jet park for today. I'm gonna take 66 because I can afford it. But holy cow! Well, good luck today. If you're in a rush for a meeting and you know you're going to make more than $21.
You stop and buy donuts, and then you're a hero, and it's cheaper than $21.
Holy cow. Well, enjoy your second mortgage on 66 today. It's going to be here for a while this way.
It's insane. It is 828 on WMAL.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support many nonprofit organizations like the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation. By contributing to the foundation, CFC number 47874, you'll be supporting their mission to preserve and share the history, traditions, and culture of the Marine Corps and educate all Americans in its virtues. To learn more, visit marineheritage.org or visit WMAL.com/charity.
Hey, before I tell you what's coming up, we just wanted to thank you all. You donated $455,000. That's the last count. It is not fully counted yet to the WMAL Fisher House Radioathon. Amazing. We love you. Thank you
so
much.
Real money and real families are going to be taken care of.
Absolutely. You just helped so many people. Coming up at 8:35 will be Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on in D.C. It's 8:30 and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters.
It is really a game changer here in Northern Virginia.
Virginia Transportation Commissioner Charles Kilpatrick speaking of the I-66 toll lanes that are making their debut inside the Beltway this morning. If you drive alone, you can now pay to use the lanes in rush hour as long as you have an Easy Pass. If you're in a carpool, you can continue to ride for free with an Easy Pass Flex. This tolls vary depending on traffic volume. You can get details at WMAL.com. A full-throated endorsement this morning from President Trump for Roy Moore in this week's special Senate election in Alabama. The president says the Democrats' refusal to give even one vote for the GOP tax cut plan is reason enough to send Moore to Washington. The president calls Democrat Doug Jones a Pelosi-Schumer puppet. The House and Senate have each passed their own tax reform plans now, but the hard part comes now, converting them to one bill. Correspondent Lauren Fox cites one example, estate taxes.
The Republicans in the Senate don't manage to repeal the estate tax. Instead, they just double the exemption. In the House, the estate tax is fully repealed.
The president wants one bill he can sign before Christmas.
3, 2, 1,
lighter up!
Demolition demolition crews thought they were blowing up the Pontiac Silverdome in suburban Detroit yesterday, but after those initial charges went off as planned, nothing happened. The town's mayor put out a statement explaining that for some reason the explosives that were supposed to bring down the stadium's main columns did not go off. They'll try again soon, assuming they can get anyone to go back in there to fix the charges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,232, the Nasdaq at 68,48. In sports, brought to you by Staples, the Eagles' nine-game win streak is snapped on Sunday Night Football. They fall to the Seahawks. The Ravens crush the Lions. College hoops, Maryland beats Illinois in overtime. Navy and Georgetown also winners. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the Stand-Up Guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 northbound. Update on the crash heading through Stafford. It's cleared north as you come up towards Centerport Parkway. So finally seeing some relief as you come out of the Falmouth area, but still need a little extra time. Now, once you get past Centerport Parkway, it's been a great ride beyond up through to the Beltway. Now, let's go 95 Maryland southbound as you approach the ICC. Watch for the brake lights. It is jammed to join each loop of the Beltway. And right as you pass the ICC, crash was reported. Onto the inner loop into Greenbelt, that crash was cleared. Outer loop into Silver. Silver Spring with the stop and go. Northbound 95 want to take you beyond the Beltway, just north of 198 and Laurel, crash reported. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, slow. Heads up on 301 Crane Highway. Normally don't see a delay here, so if you take out of Upper Marlboro 301, you might want to reconsider. It's jammed heading up toward 214 Central Avenue under police direction for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. It'll get here about midweek and last for, looks like, quite a few days. A little chilly this morning, but not bad this afternoon. 57. Showers late tonight. Occasional rain tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 29 in Vienna, 30 in Germantown, 39 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Joining us right now on Mornings on the Mall is Matt Schlapp. He's with the president of American Conservative Union, the chairman, excuse me, of the American Conservative Union. Hey, Matt, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Mary, how are you?
Doing just great. Before we go into all of these tweets, I just wanted to know from you. The big story in Washington seems to be Flynn. You also have taxes. What is the really big story in Washington? That's sucking all the air out of the place, but what should people be looking at?
Well, I think this tax vote coming out of the Senate is historic. I have to give Mitch McConnell a lot of credit. A lot of people were saying there was just no way you could try to hold on to 50 Republican senators. And by dealing with all the different inputs that these Republican senators had, the only person he couldn't bring along was Bob Corker. And, you know, it's not done because it has to go to conference, but this was a big, huge step. And I think it's the biggest story, because the biggest story really in the country right now is the fact that the economy seems to want to roar back. A couple of quarters of over 3% growth, a stock market that's really booming. The American people and those involved in commerce in America clearly are confident and buoyed by what they've seen coming out of the Trump administration. And the question next is, can we keep this going?
Matt, is the hard part over? I mean, the Senate passed a bill, but now they're going to get into conference, and then the House and the Senate have to vote on a package again. And really, you've got to worry about some of those senators, Susan Collins, John McCain, Jeff Flake, Rand Paul. You know, is there still a tough component to this ahead?
Yeah, Vince, I agree with you. That's why I keep, you know, it seems like a lot of commentators are saying, hey, it's done. It is not done until the president signs it. And I think this conference is critical. Now, I think they can overcome their problems. The problems in the House, as you know, Vince, are that a lot of members have constituents who will see a tax increase if people lose their ability to deduct state and local taxes without a large drop in their rate. So, you know, the Reagan promise was, I might take away a lot of important deductions, but I'll greatly reduce your tax rate. In this bill, there's less of the lowering of the tax rate, but you do lose some deductions. So they got to fix that state and local piece on the House side, I believe. And I think the other question in the House bill was, there was this bubble rate at the top end where people who are doing well in the economy were going to have to pay a rate of something like 46%, which is almost 20 points higher than what Dan Rostenkowski, a Democrat, proposed to be the highest rate back in the 80s. So I think they have to make sure that every American, no matter, you know, what economic level you are, you're going to see a tax cut, because let's face it, that just encourages more economic activity, which helps the middle class.
I wanted to ask you about the individual mandate. I've seen a lot of people on the left complaining that, you know, millions of people are going to lose their health care because this would get rid of the individual mandate if that part of it passes into the final bill. How does it affect health care?
Yeah, this is the scandal of the CBO, right? Which is, it seems like no matter what Republican version of health care reform we come up with, they fail to make a very simple point. We believe in choice in the marketplace as conservatives and really as Americans. And people have a right to live their life as they want to live it. Believe it or not, Mary, some people actually would choose at different points of their life, especially if you're young and healthy, to maybe not get health insurance, especially if your options are outrageously expensive compared to what you're making. So whenever they talk about these CBO estimates, for instance, the impact of not having the healthcare mandate or not having the fees and fines associated with it, it's important for us to kind of peel that back and hear what they're saying. It means people will be able to make choices. By the way, I'm for that.
Matt, let me ask you on a different topic for your quick reaction on the fact that Mike Flynn was indicted and pled guilty last week to lying to the FBI, the president calling all of this the greatest witch hunt in U.S. political history.
Well, you know, Mike Flynn's a friend, and I'm really sad about it. It's really sad when you see someone have a great career, a military career, and then a short-lived political career. It looks like he made some serious, he had lapses in judgment, and it's a sad thing to see him walk into that courthouse and plead guilty. That being said, I think the president did the right thing when they got rid of him. Whether or not, when they fired him, whether or not this is a witch hunt or not, I have people who tell me Bob Mueller's an honorable man, and in the end, he'll do the right thing, and I have others who tell me he's a never-Trump hater, and he's trying to take Trump down and impeach him. Pretty soon, we're going to find out which man he is. But I do think this, there's not been a scintilla of evidence that proves any collusion at all. What Flynn pled guilty to was lying about conversations that he had with the Russian officials after the election. So even this has absolutely nothing to do with collusion. Eventually, the American people are fair, Vince. Eventually, the American people are going to ask a very basic question. Hey, what gives? Either there's evidence of collusion or there isn't. If there isn't, you got to stop this thing.
Matt, real quick, when is CPAC?
CPAC, February 21st through the 24th. We hope you guys will do your show from down there, and it's going to be a great event. The president's going to be there. We'll have the vice president, a lot of key members of the cabinet, key conservative leaders in groups and on the Hill, and we're going to have a Japanese CPAC, our first international CPAC. Actually, we're calling it Asia CPAC.
Right on.
In just a couple of weeks here in December. So the whole CPAC concept is taking off around the world.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to your help with us getting an interview with the president. All of that ahead. It's CPAC. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. It's 844 at WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis Diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices. Starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats, our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs she can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
It's 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, Vince, I heard you talking about these HOV lanes, the express lanes on 66. It's very interesting. There's no cap on the tolls, and it depends on the flow of traffic. These rates are going up, and right now, $34.50. Now, Vince, I know you were giving some prices. This is extreme.
$34.50?
And that's from the Beltway to D.C., the 9-mile stretch.
Does now, that come with, like, breakfast or anything?
Breakfast, pay for the dog walker.
Oh, my goodness.
The rates vary, too, where you enter. So I just entered from Sycamore Street on the computer up through to D.C., and it's $18.50. So from Falls Church in, $18.50.
Well, that's a bargain.
And VDOT crews, they're saying that might take a month to figure out all of the rates here and figure out the traffic flow. don't know how much those rates will come down, but you really need to know in advance. So if you're a solo driver, yes, you can take the express lanes now. So that's the advantage inside the Beltway, but the disadvantage is it is expensive. So that's in effect from 5:30 till 9:30, and outside going westbound in the afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m. So we really just wanted to give you a heads up on that again so they can sort everything out, and you can sort it out for yourself if you'd like to take it. Now, let's go outside of the Beltway. Centerville toward 123, heavy delays on 66 due to the crash gone. Now, inside the Beltway, no delay. That looks good. And that's part of the purpose for VDOT. They wanted those HOV commuters to have a nice, easy, up to 45-mile-an-hour pace heading into town. Over the 14th Street Bridge, let's go elsewhere. 395, pretty much eased out through Landmark. Brief delay there. Then from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, out of Upper Marlboro, trying to make a recovery. Northbound 301 before you get to 214 Central Avenue due to their earlier crash. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, at least for early December standards. 57, average high is 50. Showers late tonight, 46. Occasional rain tomorrow, 61. Colder air in by Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're up to 39 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
All right, people like getting these Amazon packages delivered to them, and most of the time it goes just fine. Although for one person, this guy, Nemi Bautista in Sacramento, he got to his house last week Tuesday, and he found at the bottom of his driveway, it looked like dog poop. And he was like, what? There's dog poop at the bottom of my driveway? What is going on? So he went to check out his security camera to be like, who would do that? Who would walk their dog like this and leave that there? What he found was so upsetting, I'm not even sure I can really explain it.
I cannot even.
Let's just put it this way. The woman who was delivering the package for Amazon was in a U-Haul. She didn't have a dog.
She left a package, though.
It wasn't a dog, okay? Anyway, that happened. Apparently, he was shocked. He's, of course, contacted Amazon. Amazon apologizing profusely. This was a third-party contractor. They hire some of these people to do Amazon deliveries. And she just did her job very interestingly. So Amazon has apologized, sent him a gift card of an unknown value. I hope it's a lot of money. And he thought everything was fine. The next day, though, another Amazon delivery person, instead of walking up to the front door, threw the package from about 20 yards out at his house. So, I don't know what this guy's doing. Maybe he's just ordering things that are sort of oddly shaped or something. They're just annoyed at him.
On that note, it's 8:49 on WMAL.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There's a lot of things about your body you can change, but your height isn't really one of them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A lot of people wish they were taller, but a new study out of Sweden might make them think twice. It found that height can be an independent predictor of someone's risk of developing blood clots, specifically venous thromboembolism, or VTE. That's when a clot occurs in the deep veins of the leg. The study found that men who were 6'2 or taller suffered twice as many clots as men who were shorter than 5'2. Women who were 6'1 or taller were 70% more likely to have clots than women who were shorter than 5'1. Now, the researchers think that taller people may be at higher risk for clots because the blood in their legs is actually struggling against the pull of gravity as it flows back to the heart, or because they're often sitting in very cramped positions. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Thursday night football. The NFC South takes center stage in primetime.
Show me what you got today, all right?
Drew Brees and the Saints are one of the league's biggest surprises.
It's time to take it to the next level.
But Matt Ryan and the Falcons are primed for a run to defend their NFC crown.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's Saints.
Spectacular catch.
It's Falcons.
For the touchdown.
When it's on, it's on. Thursday night football. Thursday at 8 on NFL Network, NBC, and streaming on Amazon Prime Video.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your day, Jamie.
You do the same too, Mary. Thank you. And let's just recap again. We've been waiting for these express lanes for so long. Right now, the fare, $21.75. What? That is a huge fare. $21.75 from the Beltway to D.C., that 9-mile stretch. Now, I've had a couple listeners ask me, how do I calculate that? Well, you can go online to 66expresslanes.org and you can put your locations in, or you can download the app. But of course, we don't want you looking at your app while you're driving, or when you get up to 66, the overhead sign will tell you how much it costs. So that's the scoop there. Right now, around the Beltway, topside, College Park to Silver Spring. That seems to be our slowest stretch, Maryland side. and it's getting to the Beltway 95. We're still packed in pretty much from the ICC to join the Beltway due to two earlier accidents. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. Clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon, 61. I'm Murray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
All right, a big thank you to everybody. You donated, at the last count, $455,000 to the WMEL Fisher House Radio-a-thon over the weekend. So congratulations. That has helped so many people. Did you hear that, Chris? $455,000 at last count.
That's not bad. I'm still looking for that million-dollar guy, but that's very, very good. I mean, you know, look, our listeners every year step up and, you know, just smoke it. I'm telling you, it was great. It's great people. A lot to get to today, from the Bears' ears to the FBI to, well, the list goes on. Oh, Brian Ross. I love this guy.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. After years of planning and negotiations, I-66 inside the Beltway has made its debut as a rush hour toll road.
Motorists can now, who could not before, travel this roadway during peak periods as a single occupant. May now, by paying a toll, may travel through this segment.
With your Easy Pass, VDOT Commissioner Charles Kilpatrick says this is the first time solo drivers have been allowed to use I-66 inside the Beltway during rush hour. Carpoolers can still use the road for free with an Easy Pass Flex switched to HOV mode. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
They say the average toll was going to be $6 to $8, but good luck with that. VDOT's online toll calculator says the fee right now to use the lanes right now is $21. Half an hour ago, it was close to $35. VDOT's warned the system would require some tweaks as it gets going. You can get more details at WMAL.com. Just minutes ago, President Trump put some of his weekend tweets into word before microphones outside the White House, expressing regret for what happened to National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
The president spoke as he left for a trip to Utah, where he'll announce plans to shrink the size of a pair of national monuments later today. Earlier this morning, Mr. Trump on Twitter called on Alabama voters to put Roy Moore in office. He calls Doug Jones, the Democrat in that Senate race, a Pelosi-Schumer puppet. Is Northern Virginia's love affair with data centers starting to fade? Critics say the server-filled warehouses take up space and don't bring many jobs to the region.
We're gobbling up all this prime land for these data centers. I think it ends up just kind of feeding the government and making government bigger and feeding us more money because it doesn't create those jobs.
Prince William Supervisor Pete Canlin says the county needs to save land near major traffic corridors for businesses that attract jobs. Lawmakers will take a closer look at possible zoning changes for data centers next spring. A report on proposals to reform the board that runs Metro is set to be made public this week.
The report is believed to include documents explaining why former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood believes a smaller reform board can be created without amendments to an existing compact, according to the Washington Post. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says those amendments to the compact are needed first, and the state's transportation secretary has also questioned the effectiveness of a smaller board. The District, Maryland, and Virginia subsidize the system's budget. Those jurisdictions